NCAA Championship Basketball is on the air. Berman's Health Shop, in association with DelcaHoops.com, is pleased to present the following high school basketball game.
Weak side rebound. Here he comes, Rice for Pencrest. Going to try to take it all the way to the basket. Good hustle underneath the basket. Up for two.
Tonight's PIAA District 1 6A Championship Basketball game is between the Abington Ghosts and the Coatesville Red Raiders. Tonight's game is sponsored by Berman's Health Shop. For all your vitamins, herbs, and supplements in Brookhaven. Joanna Slosky, Century 21 Executive Group. Call her when you need to buy or sell your home. Woodland Dental Associates. Dr. Goddick and Dr. Young for all your dental needs. Double Decker Pizza in Media, home of the original Inside Out Pizza. Dine in or take out. The Delaware County Daily Times. All high school sports every day. If it happens in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times. The Inn at Swarthmore, guest rooms, meeting space, and dining for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, right in downtown Swarthmore. Here are today's announcers, the voices of Delaware County High School Basketball and DelcoHoops.com, Dave Berman, Radnor Girls Basketball Coach Mark Jordan, Pete Fulginetti, Andrew Kaufman, and Mike Mayer.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Leah Kaur Center on the campus of Temple University, our third broadcast of the day. It is a bomb squad game featuring the Coatesville Red Raiders of the Chesmont, 26-1. Their only loss to Abington Heights, defending 5A PIAA state champs from Scranton. Fred Thompson, a tremendous job in his first year. Longtime coach at Millersville University. Unbelievable job against the Abington Galloping Ghost, a storied program from the Suburban Wooden League. Suburban 1 versus the Chesmont. Charles Grasty, longtime coach of Abington. They are 26-1 is Abington. Lost to St. Francis Academy in Baltimore earlier, 77-54. Two-story programs. And the last time Coatesville won was 2001, the last time they won a District 1 basketball championship. They won the state championship that year. They're only in history under Scoogie Smith. And that was, of course, an unbelievable Coatesville team led by our pregame interview, John Allen, who went to Seton Hall after that. John, I know you're front row seat. What an unbelievable game this is going to be. I know you're glad to be here.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's my first time here with this team. I know they were here 2 years ago, so I'm just excited. I'm excited for the kids.
Yeah, you see how hard it is to win Coatesville in their storied history. Just one PIAA state title in boys basketball. That was you in 2001. And as for Abington, only one state title for then, unbelievable, 1974 over Peabody, which is now gone from suburban Pittsburgh. Coatesville is led by the Killer Bees, I call them, the Pre-Bryant, Jameer Jigbrickus. They're only juniors. Their father, Maurice Bryant, was the point guard for you. State semifinalist to Jameer Nelson and Chester in 2000, 2001, of course, won it all as seniors. So tell us about Brickus and Bryant.
Oh, dynamic. Both of them are dynamic in their own right. I mean, you know, Dupree is a football player. He's tough as nails. He gets rebounds. He rebounds like a big guy. And Brickus is an unbelievable scorer. I mean, the way that he scores the ball as a junior is unbelievable. And next year he'll probably break my record and go on to do some great things in college. So, you know, Abington will have their hands full with these two guards.
Yes, Abington, I tell you, the Galloping Ghosts, what a program they have. They have a 6'8 kid, and he is an absolute stud. His name is Eric Dixon. He is going to Villanova. They have Lucas Monroe going to Penn, 6'6" senior. It's going to be an unbelievable game in Coatesville. What more can you say about Fred Thompson? What a job he has done.
Oh, he's restored some of the pressure and the way that Coatesville used to play. And as you can see, the whole city has come out for this. You know, everybody's here. I've come here. I don't work in Coatesville anymore, but you know, I've come here, and everybody's come here to cheer on these boys, and he's done a great job of restoring some of that tradition that Coatesville's had.
My pregame interview is John Allen, legendary Coatesville great. Now, John, you graduated 2001, tremendous career at Seton Hall. How far did you make it professionally?
I played in Europe for 7 years, so I played NBA Summer League with the Pistons for 2 years, and then I played in Europe for 7 years, and I just decided that I wanted the career here. I figured, you know, the economy was changing, so I figured I could make – the same amount of money here when I was 35 than I could over there.
And you're back in Chester County. Collegiate, which is in Exton, you're at a AAA school there, a rising program, and you're the athletic director for Collegiate. Is it a charter school?
Charter school, yeah, charter school. We have some kids coming up, obviously from Coatesville. That's Coatesville's area. So a lot of those kids I look forward to leading. I also have a program in Coatesville, Coaching Victory. I'm wearing it today. Coaching Victory is just an AAU program, and most of these kids have come through Coaching Victory. So we're just excited. It's an exciting day for all of us. You know, football made it to the state semifinals and won the district title.
Yes.
And now basketball is right here. So, you know, trying to restore some tradition back to the community is all these kids are doing, and they're doing a great job of it.
Yeah, your guards in 2001, the only state championship game in Coatesville. Championship team in Coatesville history, Brickus and Bryant. And I have a Brickus and Bryant now from Maurice. And Maurice is still hanging in there. I do some public address work for the Red Raiders. Have a great time out there. So, John, thank you for joining. Oh, Mike, do you want to say John Allen? That's it. Great. And it's awesome to have you. And thanks for coming down. And you can sit on press row if you want. But I know you're up there with your boys, man.
I'm up there with the Coatesville people. I like to be the Coatesville people yelling at the refs.
The Red Raiders,
absolutely.
Baby. Here
you
go. Chuck Carroll's listening. Scoogie. I could go on and on with the old time.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. I appreciate you having me on.
All right, John
Allen.
Good
luck to Coatesville.
All right, you got it. Star player, 2001. And it's a big game, of course, when you have Raw Sports. Michael Starling in the house, too. So, again, we're getting ready for the Coatesville-Abingdon Boys Basketball District 1 6A Championship here at Lea Cora Center. It's going to be an unbelievable affair right here only on DelcoHoops.com.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, from football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
The Coatesville Red Raiders and the Abingdon Galloping Ghosts, District 1 6A Championship. Abingdon 26-1. Same for Coatesville, 26-1. Chesmont League has also produced a champion earlier today in the District 1 5A title game. It couldn't have been anything but, because it was two Chesmont League teams going at it. Sun Valley over Westchester East, 65-54. Thank you, John Allen, pre-game interview. All right, guys, I know you've done your research here. And, oh, Pete, I mean, this is just going to be one of the more athletic games you will ever see in boys' hoops.
Yeah, I haven't really seen either one of these teams up close. But I think we're going to see a lot of scoring. I wouldn't be surprised if the scores are in the 60s and near 70 towards the end of the game.
As for Abingdon, this is their eighth trip. That's it. Just eighth trip. It shows you how hard it is just to get to the District 1 championship game. Eighth trip for the Galloping Ghosts. 73, 82, 83, 86. Then they went 29 years without going. Now they've made it to this game. The Galloping Ghosts, well, for the last five seasons.
You have two teams here that have lost one game all season long, am I right?
Yes.
So, I mean, these guys don't know what it's like to lose. I don't have a history of their games and how much they lost or won by, other than when Abingdon lost to St. Francis Academy, it was by, you know, double digits, 20 points. The score that when Coatesville lost to Abingdon Heights, it was only a four-point game. But these teams are primed and ready to go, and this should be one. We've had two good contests today. This should be a barn burner.
Yes, Coatesville making their 16th trip to the District 1 championship in boys basketball. They have not won it, as we mentioned, since beating Hatboro Horsham 64-46 back in 2001 for us older guys. Seems like yesterday, but it's been quite a while. Abingdon, four trips in the last 5 years, and they've won it back-to-back, trying to make it three in a row, and that's very, very tough to do. So we'll take a break. We'll be back with the starting lineups and the opening tip from the Lea Cora Center, Temple University. I'm Dave Berman, and it's Coatesville and Abingdon, boys hoops on DelcoHoops.com.
The wonderful Inn at Swarthmore is now open and serving the Delaware County community with wonderful overnight lodging, as well as the fabulous Broad Table Tavern for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, with extended meeting rooms suitable for business, weddings, and other gatherings from 2 to 150 people. Visit us today to experience the Inn at Swarthmore, right next to Swarthmore College and a proud part of downtown Swarthmore, located on Route 320. Call us for dining reservations at 610-543-7500. Whether buying or selling a home, Joanna Slosky of Century 21 Executive Group can achieve your goals. Why should you list your home with Joanna Slosky? Well, that's easy. Joanna is a top-producing agent who is highly responsive to her clients' needs and utilizes the latest marketing technologies to ensure your home is sold at its highest and best value in the least amount of time without a lot of hassle. Joanna has been a Wallingford resident for over 40 years. Call Joanna now for your free, no-obligation home value analysis at 215-858-5050.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
Great job of our national anthem here at Temple University, North Philadelphia on this Saturday night. We are live. All the games are archived. It's Coatesville and Abington, and now the starting lineups. I tell you, Mike, you got to love it. They are not fooling around. They're getting these babies in. Coatesville.
We're going to have trouble hearing ourselves speak, I think.
Yes, it's pretty full here at Temple. All right, starting lineup. Coatesville, 0, Donovan Brickus, 5'11", junior. Number 1, Dupree Bryant, 5'9", junior. Number 2, Jameer Jake Brickus, 5'10", junior. Very young squad, a lot of underclassmen. Number 21, another junior, 6'1", John Proctor. Had a heck of a game the other night in the semifinals. And 6'3", senior, tremendous football player. Number 23, Teon Holmes. Fred Thompson, head coach, year number 1. Abington, Galloping Ghost. Charles Grasty, head coach, small town outside of near Flower Town. It's up there in Montgomery County. Charles Grasty, been there for quite some time. Maneer Waller, a 6'3 junior. Their crowd is loud. Maurice Henry, a 5'9 senior guard, number 2. Number 11, Darius Brown, 5'10 senior. 6'7 senior. Lucas Monroe, 6'7 senior, going to Penn. Eric Dixon, number 43, 6'7 senior, going to Villanova. Jay Wright. So there you have it, folks. It's going to be an unbelievable game here tonight. And you guys look a little starstruck, awestruck down there, especially you, Andrew. This is probably, you know, your first year doing this, and you got to be just like, wow.
This is a huge crowd. Yeah. The lower bowl of the Leocora Center is pretty much full on both at sidelines,
right.
And the two end lines behind the basket are both full with the student sections for both Abington and Coatesville.
Yeah, Coatesville, black uniforms with the red trim. And you'll see number 1 is Dupree Bryant. Dupree, number 1. And number 2, Jameer Brickus. Father was a star athlete for Coatesville and the basketball team on their 2001 state championship team. Only one in history. It's unbelievable. Abington, only one state title, 74. They were 1975 state runner-ups, Coatesville state runner-ups way back in 1952. This is for the District 1 championship. Lucas Monroe jumping it up against Teon Holmes, taken by the Galloping Ghosts. Moving left to right on your dial, white uniforms, and that is brown trim. Out high is Henry. Maurice Henry flips it to Brown. They weave it around out top. See, Eric Dixon, that's the key. Wait, he's a man-child out there, guys, number 43. Probably a future NBA player. Pull-up jumper, good at a foul by Lucas Monroe. Nice pull-up jumper there, guys, and one. Foul, Donovan Brickus is first. 7:29 to go, first quarter. 6'7". Nice touch going to Penn. They'll be playing at the nearby Palestra of the Penn Quakers. Free throw good by Monroe in the backcourt. Proctor gets it across the timeline in front of us. Double team. Far side. Three ball by Bryant. No good. Strong rebound taken by Monroe. Monroe across the timeline. Maneer Waller down low for Eric Dixon, who lays it up and in. He's a specimen, isn't he, guys?
Oh, he certainly is. Men among boys.
Hard to believe he's 18.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Off to Villanova. 5-0 Avenue. Here's Brick, a shot blocked out of bounds by Dixon. Now, unbelievably, this team is not nationally ranked. They beat one of the top teams in the country earlier, Gonzaga from Washington, D.C. Had that one, you know, blip on the radar. Coatesville, obviously a more experienced team is Abington. Coatesville still young, but they're going to fight the whole game. This is Jahmyr Brickus, left of the key. Proctor, far side, right wing corner, now driving to the basket. The floater is no good. Offensive rebound, Holmes. Tion gets it out, top of the key. Jahmyr Brickus. NBA three, no good. Offensive rebound, tipped up. Good, and a foul by Tion Holmes.
Well,
my goodness.
Three offensive rebounds. You can't allow that to happen.
Tion will be playing football somewhere. Dupree Bryant, a football stud wide receiver on that unbelievable Coatesville football team that made it to the state semis in the fall. Free throw good by Tion. Boy, has he raised his game in the last month or so. What a job. It's 5-3. Galloping Ghosts and the Red Raiders, the District 1 6A Boys Basketball Championship. Dixon can do it inside and outside. Three ball from the right wing corner. No good with a left-hand offensive rebound. And Waller gets it. No, easy layup there. He just glides to the basket. Lucas Monroe with five. Here's Bryant coming back with a tremendous body control. Dupree Bryant, 5'9", junior.
Abington looks like they're making baskets with ease, while Coatesville is definitely making an effort.
Dixon getting it out high, three ball, wide to the left, tap by Dixon, no. Dixon follows again, good at a foul. And you don't want to mess with that guy in a dark alley. Eric Dixon lays it up and in, fouled.
I don't know that I want to mess with him in a well-lit alley.
Yes.
I would stay out of the alley.
Yes, boy, he could start for Villanova right now, maybe.
Yeah, he would. He would play right now.
He's
there.
Up. Got it.
Yeah. The only thing I could throw him would be the long quarters Villanova plays.
He did not play football. Here comes Jig Brickus with a reverse layup. No, ball knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Coatesville. So you got Donovan Brickus out there. You got Jahmyr Brickus, Dupree Bryant, John Proctor, Tion Holmes, four underclassmen. Waller's a junior. Henry's a senior. And a couple of other seniors out there. Three ball from the left side, no good by Darius Brown. Weak side rebound. Here's a wide receiver all the way to the basket. Bryant misses the shot. Offensive rebound. Coatesville, they're scrappy, baby. Here's Jig for three.
Oh.
In and out for Brickus. Rebound is taken by Darius Brown. Boy, they come back. How about those referees, the shape they got to be in. And there's Waller fouled, going to the basket on the floor. Personal is on John Proctor. Our buddy Alex Gelman said that the Waller kid was what? 6 foot, maybe 5'7" last year, grew 7 inches. He was playing rec ball with him last year. Mike, now he's a starter in this Abington team.
Bet his knees hurt.
So Alex, our guy to the left, must have some game. All right, so we have a timeout. Charles Grasty, it is. All right, so timeout on the floor, 4:48 to go in a quick-moving first quarter. The District 1 6A Boys Championship, Abington 10, Coatesville 5, DelcoHoops.com.
Looking for a great place to buy your vitamins, herbs, and supplements? Locally owned and operated Berman's Health Shop on Edgemont Avenue in Brookhaven carries a tremendous selection of product and features their own brand of vitamins, herbs, and supplements that delivers more than 50 patented and trademark ingredients. Each of their branded products include independent lab analysis. Berman's Health Shop, where you are family. For all your health shop needs, open 7 days a week in Brookhaven, 610-874-8418.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
4:48 to go, first quarter. Leocor Center, Temple University. This place is buzzing. We may have to stick around a little bit later because you know the parking lot will be mobbed trying to get out of it here. It's Abingdon 10, yep. Coatesville 5. Any thoughts so far, Mr. Fulgenetti, in this titanic war?
The size of Abingdon, that last drive to the basket, Eric Dixon went up. He missed it, but he had at least 8 inches of his hand above the rim. He was above the top of the box. He's a monster under there.
Well, he's one of those kids, again, all the private schools, just like Lonnie Walker from Reading, Mike. We covered him a few years ago. I mean, they're all over him. Thank gosh some of these kids stay home because public schools can be really that good. Here's Waller, drives to the basket, shot partially blocked, offensive rebound, Dixon, tap again, is good, and he's got, I have him for 7 points. Bryant back, layup, no, tap, no good, offensive rebound, Holmes partially blocked, and taken by Waller on the near side, Manir Waller for Abingdon. And that's going to be a travel called on Lucas Monroe. Never asked if he's related to the Pride of Philadelphia, one of the greatest of all time, Earl the Pearl Monroe, who Mike, you saw play in the NBA against the Lakers back in the day at the Forum. 4:21 to go in quarter number one. Coatesville with the ball. 12-5 Abingdon, right to left. Jahmyr Brickus, man-to-man defense. Galloping Ghost, trying to make it 3 District 1 titles in a row. Dimeer Miller, another football player, into the game. I mean, a great basketball player, plus good football player. Driving to the basket is Young.
Partially blocked.
Aaron Young, the Rutgers football recruit. Check him out, number 4. Partially blocked. Back comes Abingdon. And a foul line jumper is good by Eric Dixon, who has 9.
And he has 5 offensive rebounds already.
This is a team that easily could go all the way.
Abingdon.
Bryant for 3. Yes! Dupree Bryant. 5 for Dupree. 14-8. Abingdon, the Galloping Ghosts over the Coatesville Red Raiders. 3:26 to go in the quarter. First quarter. Dixon left of the key. Dixon guarded by Holmes. Holmes will stick right with him. Gutsy kid. Here's a pull-up jumper. Yes! Number 22. Lucas Monroe. You got 2 studs like that. Division I kids, man. It's tough. There's number 4. Keep an eye on him. Aaron Young over there going to Rutgers to play football. He's a senior. With the ball is Jahmyr Brickus. Dupree Bryant, a junior. Good move to the basket. And blocked out there. Unbelievable play by Eric Dixon. A man among boys. Underneath and driving all the way to the basket. And laying it up and in is number 2, Maurice Henry. 2 points for him. Red Raiders come back of Coatesville. Down now 18-8. Bryant back. Shot blocked again by Dixon. Bryant wants a foul. He's not going to get it. And there is a foul on Brickus. So it's on Jahmyr Brickus.
Jahmyr Brickus. His second foul.
And that's number 2 on him. Can't lose him. He's one of the top guards you're going to see. And he's, you know, back next year. Here is a 3 ball. Look at that touch. He misses the shot. Dixon from the left wing corner. Jahmyr Brickus the rebound. Brickus comes back. Brickus accelerates to the basket. Shot is partially blocked. Offensive rebound, the Red Raiders. There's a 3 ball. Brickus from the left wing corner. No good. Weak side rebound. Henry of Abingdon. And then knocked out of bounds by Teon Holmes. And we're going to have a timeout call by Fred Thompson and Coatesville. 2:10 to go in the first quarter. The District 1 6A Boys Basketball Championship. A mob scene here at Lea Chorus. It's 18-8 Abingdon over Coatesville on DelcoHoops.com.
When the moon hits. hits your eye like a big pizza pie. That's
wouldn't a delicious pizza taste good right now? And there's no better pizza than a Double Decker pizza from their media location on Baltimore Avenue. Double Decker is the home of the original Inside Out pizza. Double Decker also offers great salads, wings, wraps, and burgers and sandwiches of all kinds. You can eat in their wonderful Double Decker dining room or take out, and delivery is available as well. Call right now to order your pizza at 610-565-1345. Stores also located in Ridley Park and Glen Olden.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
It's a battle of small town America. Coatesville, Abingdon, boys basketball for all the marbles in the District 1 tournament, 6-8 championship. Coatesville trails by 10, 18-8. Your first look at Eric Dixon, Pete, and I've seen him for 3 years now, and you should have seen him as a sophomore. You could just tell he was just growing into that body, and now he's a man. And basically, it's late in his senior year. He's ready for college ball.
Yeah, not only that, you see him taking the 20-foot shots. He's got a smooth touch. He's smart. I mean, the kid's... He's not a kid, he's a man. He's just a real
You don't
player.
See many guys that are going to be in the NBA, and that is one of them. And I tell you, Monroe here is tough, too. Abingdon coming back. Here's going to the basket. Nice block by Teon Holmes as he stuffs Brown. Bryant, Young, layup. Good and a foul. Aaron Young, 6-foot senior. Headed to Rutgers for football. One of the best players in the state. One shot for Young. Team foul number two on Abingdon. Up. In and out.
Oh.
Would not fall. Monroe the rebound. 1:50 to go in the first quarter. Galloping Ghosts. What a name. What a great program. Monroe. Top of the key, Henry. Left side, Waller. Stops, pops, hits. Moneer Waller. And it's now 20-10 in favor of Abingdon. 1:23 to go in the first quarter. It's a long game. Dymir Miller. Dupree Bryant. Right at the key, Jahmyr Brickus. Into the lane. Gets it out there. Dymir Miller for three. It's going to be short. Offensive rebound. Lay it up and in by Jahmyr Brickus. In amongst the trees there, guys. 8-point lead, Abingdon. In the backcourt, Lucas Monroe. Far side, Henry. Back to Monroe across the timeline. Dixon in the left wing corner. Looking. Very calm, cool, collected. Penetrating. Down low. Fadeaway shot. No good. Offensive rebound. Blocked, but a foul on Teon Holmes. But Teon's not backing away from anybody, baby.
Well, you can't afford to. These guys just run right over you if you try to back away.
Team foul number four. Oh, check that. Is that number five on Coatesville?
Yep.
6'8". Villanova recruit. And a wide body. He's, you know, look at that.
Yeah,
he looks like a football player, linebacker. And a great touch. He makes the first.
Checking in for the Ghosts, Derek.
Into the contest is number 25, Derek Sussman, 5'11 senior. There you go. Eric Dixon again with a left hand. Got it. Very smooth. Hit the front of the rim and go in. Dixon has 11. 10-point lead again. Abingdon, 30 seconds ago, first quarter. District 1 6-8 championship. Bryant, floater, back of the rim, no good. Rebound, Moneer, Waller. NBA 3 from the left side. It's good by Maurice Henry. Trap is on, 13-point lead, Abingdon. Spinning is Brickus, the Bryant. The Brickus between the circles. Dribbling around, Jahmyr. Long three, no good, at the buzzer. We go down to the second quarter after one. It's Abingdon 25 and Coatesville 12. 13-point lead for the Ghosts over the Red Raiders. It's never sounded so good. It's District 1 basketball championship action. DelcoHoops.com.
Nobody likes going to the dentist. but a clean and healthy mouth is an important part of good hygiene. Doctors Bruce Goddick and Russell Young at Woodland Dental Associates is a complete family dental office, which offers skilled cleanings, root canals, cosmetic bonding, and whitening, and so many other fine dental services. They accept most insurance plans and are located conveniently on Fairview Road. Give them a call at 610-833-2660 and set up a visit.
Son, be a dentist.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Welcome back. It's the Chesmont Coatesville against the Suburban One League team, Abington, District 1 6A Boys Basketball Championship. Saturday night, long day of basketball. Congrats to our champs earlier, District 1 5A Boys, Sun Valley. First ever trip to the District 1 Finals, and they make a championship out of it. Garnet Valley Girls, 63-53 over in Neshaminy. Congrats to them. State tournament begins next week. After one here, it's Abington 25 and Coatesville 12, and we're right back at it, Pete, as we begin the second quarter.
Yep.
Coatesville ball right to left. 11 points for the Villanova recruit, Dixon, for the Ghosts. In the lane, Miller right wing corner. Miller drives to the basket, and he knows how not to commit a foul. Dixon blocks the shot ahead of the pack. All the way to the basket. Henry makes the catch, drives to the basket, but hustling back and blocking it out of bounds to Pre Bryant. There's some major big-time athletes out here, guys. Summer football, Division I.
They sail down the court. I mean, that should have been a clean shot.
Five blocks for Dixon. On the right side, three ball, no good. And here's a 2-on-1. Bryant from Brickus, and Bryant lays it in. So next year, hopefully you guys can come to some Coatesville games. I know we're tied up with stuff, but boy, they're going to be fun to watch next year. Abington loses a lot. Driving to the basket, dish to Dixon, who floats it home for two. 13 for him. 27-14. 13-point lead for Abington. From right around Cheltenham, Suburban One League. Cross-court pass. Coatesville with the ball. Driving to the basket. Shot is blocked again. Picked up by the Ghosts. And Waller gets the ball taken away by Aaron Young. Brickus for three. Got it. Jameer Brickus can light it up in a hurry. And we have an official's timeout. Brickus with five. The lead is down to 10. Abington up 27-17 over the Red Raiders. They met in this championship game 2 years ago, and it was won by Abington, 57-51. Sussman, Dixon right at the foul line. Dixon looks to spin. What a move that is. Wow. Misses the shot. Follows the shot. Up, no. Dixon again, and he can't get it to fall. Great defense. Teon Holmes out of bounds off of Dixon, and he don't like it. He don't like that call. Boy, the passion, Mike, that these kids have.
Well, he thought he was fouled a couple of times, and no call, and then he kept going there for the ball and knocked it out of bounds.
Scary thing is, that's going to fire him up even more.
He has eight offensive rebounds.
Fans getting raucous here. 6:15 to go in the second quarter. Here's Jameer Brickus, top of the key to Bryant. Brickus, 10-point lead, galloping Ghost. Jameer, crossover to the basket. Yes! How about Jameer Brickus, only a junior? He may break. We talked to John Allen before the game. The Coatesville great from 2001 is scoring record next year. There's a three ball. That's going to be skimming the rim. No good. Red Raiders down by eight. They get the ball back. Here's Bryant. Bryant to Brickus. Lay it up and in. Listen to that crowd. Jameer Brickus. Seven in the quarter. Nine for the game. The lead is down to six. Sussman out to Lucas Monroe. Right side, Darius Brown getting it out. Thinking about the three ball. Brown now, he's going to drive to the basket. Up and no good. Tap no good. Teon Holmes, the rebound for Coatesville. Playing like a man possessed here. Brickus back again. No but a foul. Jameer Brickus, guys. Seven of these kids come back for Coatesville next year.
Did I miss something and somebody threw in some NBA players here?
Big time college, I tell you. Brickus to the line, shooting two. Fred Thompson, and here comes big Ricky Santiago into the game for Coatesville, baby. 6 foot five, 300 pounder. Free throw, no good by Brickus. Ricky, a star player on the Coatesville football team, is going to be playing his college football at Towson State University. Division I AA, but still pretty good. And he is a tough son of a gun.
I want to see him and Dixon go under.
He's not going to be scared. Brickus misses that one. Jameer again got it. Big quarter for Jameer. Lead is down to five. Abington up 27-22. Dixon's going to have to come out of the game, I think. Blood.
Yeah, on his elbow, he's bleeding.
Titanic battle right here. Good luck trying to beat these teams in the PIAA state tournament. I know we got Roman Catholic in it, Chester, Harrisburg. I think they have to take them out, though.
Yeah, I think that's what Coatesville is complaining about, is that, you know, it's not a timeout, guys.
Fred Thompson, for many years, head coach of Millersville University men's college basketball Division II, and that's a tremendous hire by the Red Raiders in his first year. Number 30, Jack Moynihan, 6 foot senior, checking in for the first time for Abington. Dixon will have to sit down until the next stoppage. Galloping Ghost by five. Full court pressure. Red Raiders get it across the timeline, and they're going to call foul on Brickus. Unbelievable. That's number three. I can't believe it's number three. He's got to come out of the game. Wow. Oh, boy. So that's a major, major loss for Coatesville. They have enough pieces to hang in there, but...
Yeah, but he's been the star of the game. You can't lose him.
5:02 to go. Plenty of time here. Second quarter. 5-point lead for Abington, and the Ghosts have the ball. Maurice Henry far side to get it to Monroe. Both a state championship game here, guys. Down low, Dixon checking back into the game. The turnaround jumper, no good. Tap, no good by Monroe. Tap again, Monroe, no good. Tap again, no good. Offensive rebound put in.
Is that five taps?
Yes, Darius Brown. Raiders need the box out. Up by seven. Abington. Aaron Young. The Proctor for three, top of the key. Got it. John Proctor, the energy in this building is absolutely unbelievable.
John Proctor. This is a war, no doubt about that.
Yeah, this is. This is high-level high school basketball right here. Full court pressure. But now back come the Ghosts. Stop, pop, too strong. There's Santiago with the rebound, but he loses the ball. Now a short shot in the lane is no good. Rebound, Proctor. He's a tremendous rising star for the Red Raiders. They come back. Proctor out to Aaron Young. Top of the key, Dupree Bryant. Far side, Proctor. Bryant right of the key. Bryant in the lane. Dipsy-doo shot. Yes. Dupree Bryant with four in the quarter. Nine for the game. I hope you can hear us, folks, man. It is nuts.
Oh, they can hear us, Dave. Trust me.
It is absolutely nuts. Timeout. Charles Grasty. Listen to the Coatesville crowd. 3:33 to go in the first half. It's 29-27. Abington on DelcoHoops.com.
Stop by Berman's Health Shop today for premium CBD oil, organic and Colorado grown. The best you can buy at a great value. We educate and talk you through the process of using CBD oil. Give us a call to learn how people are dropping traditional medicines for CBD. Call us at 610-874-8418. Trust the authority. Trust Berman's.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
The winner of this game here tonight, Abington and Coatesville, will take on Cumberland Valley, a pretty good team from the Mid-Penn Commonwealth outside of Harrisburg, having a great year, but... Oh, boy. and they'll be in the Eastern bracket. The loser goes to the Western bracket. These teams could meet in the state championship in Hershey in a few weeks.
We might be there.
Galloping Ghost with the ball. Down low for Dixon. Guarded by Santiago. Coatesville turning it on. Spin move. Turnover. Coatesville with the steal. They're doing this without Jahmyr Brickus. Bryant to the basket. Yes. This crowd is just loving this stuff. Dupree Bryant. Six in the quarter. We are tied, folks, at 29. 29-29. There's your zone defense. Six fouls on Coatesville. Three on Abington. Tremendous job coaching both these guys out there, Grasty and Thompson. Galloping Ghost coming in. Here's Dixon. A tomahawk jam by Eric Dixon. That's all you can do, right, Pete?
That's how you do it.
Pull-up jumper. Back of the rim. No good by Bryant. Dupree battling for that rebound. He is fouled. How about Dupree Bryant? 5'9", just going right in there and battling the 6'7", 6'8", guys for Abington. Foul. Foul on the Galloping Ghost. Aaron Young comes out of the game for the Red Raiders and checking in Teon Holmes. And the experience a lot of these guys had on the football field this year, even though they didn't win a state championship, having an unbelievable year, just one loss to Harrisburg, state semis, could really help too. Not scared of the moment. How about Teon Holmes? Left side, drives to the basket, and lays it up and in. Five for Teon, the 6'3 senior. We are tied at 31 again. Another instant classic. Coatesville, Abington. Down low for Dixon. Up. Good enough foul against Ricky Santiago. Dick, he hung in the air, guys. The six. I got him at 6'8".
And he has 7. I got him at 6'9". He's a little tall. Yes,
I got him at any height he wants to tell me it is.
Yes. And he has 6 in the quarter, 17 for the game. Abington by 2. Dixon shooting 1 the old-fashioned way. Free throw is up and good. Beautiful touch. 3-point lead, Galloping Ghost over the Red Raiders of Coatesville. 1:55 to go in the second quarter. Give these referees a lot of credit. Keeping the foul totals down, except, well, Coatesville's in the penalty. Abington can still, they only have 14 fouls. They can still pick it up. Proctor, shot blocked out of bounds by Dixon. It'll be Coatesville ball. We're at the Leocora Center, North Philly, Temple University.
Estimated about 8,000 in the crowd.
Mike, we've seen some good teams, but these two right here, could in 4 years, it might be the best we've seen.
Yep.
And we've seen some unbelievable teams. There's Brickett, excuse me, Bryant. Dupree misses the shot. Rebound, Galloping Ghosts. They fly back. They get it out to Manier. Manier, offensive foul, driving hard to the basket. Manier.
He was well set.
Waller. And it's back to the Red Raiders. They're down by 3 to Abington. 34-31 in the second quarter. Well, what a state tournament. We're going to have in all six classes, boys and girls, guys. We can only be so many places at once, though.
No, that's right. So if you're listening to this, get out and see anything that's close.
Really. Coach fullback Dymir Miller takes it right to him, lays it up and in, and bangs his head against the floor, shaking up his Dymir. And he, well, boy, he took a hard fall.
He landed on his head, Dave. That's what.
But you know what?
Picking him out.
What a football player he is. You know how good Garnet Valley was last year, right, in football?
They're always good.
And Coatesville Mercy ruled them at Garnet Valley.
Yeah, I heard that. That's,
so, Dymir's, he wants to stay in the game unbelievably. Got to come out.
Got to come out.
You can't be playing with head injuries. You can't mess around with that.
Plus, I don't know what the concussion protocol is for basketball. If he was in football, there'd be a whole series of things they have to do.
Yeah, I believe Coatesville wanted a foul there, didn't
they? Yes, they did, but I didn't see the foul. He just fell.
I didn't see it either, Mike. I think he just came down and landed on his back and hit his head on the floor.
Dymir Miller, Coatesville, getting a standing ovation here by this crowd. There's actually seats in the upper deck.
As much as he may want to play, you got to take player safety first. And yeah, you got to have him go get checked out, make sure he's cleared, because concussions aren't anything to mess around with.
Bench warning against Coatesville, and that's good. They didn't call it technical. Everybody's heated right now. Galloping Ghost with the ball. Down low for Dixon, left block. Eric spins against Santiago. Throws underneath the basket, losing the ball. Out of bounds, Proctor. What a job done there by the big football players underneath. Teon Holmes of the Red Raiders and Ricky Santiago. Here's Dixon. Abington with the ball, 1 point lead. Minute to go. Second quarter. Dixon, double team. Dixon, he's determined to take it. No, going nowhere. Somebody should be open. And there's Lucas Monroe with a left hand, no good. Dixon follows, no, but a foul. It is getting absolutely lovably physical underneath the basket.
I was
going to
say, they're playing in the paint, which, you know, for big guys, you can't. You know, there's probably a ton of bodies down into the paint.
This is a war.
Eric Dixon to the line.
Dixon shooting two. You know, I say war a lot. This is it.
This is it.
A basketball war. The Villanova University recruit Eric Dixon of Abington. Free throw good. Number 15 checking in for the Ghosts. Jason Scott, 6'1 senior. Aaron Young checking back in shortly for the Red Raiders. 46 seconds to go in the second quarter. Dave Berman, Peter Fulginetti, Andrew Kaufman, Mike Mayer. District 1 6A championship at Temple Leocora Center. He's like Vinny D'Angelo, man. Nothing but net, but he's 6'8".
What a touch for a man that size.
Standing ovation for Ricky Santiago. 36-33 Ghosts. 42 seconds to go, second quarter, right to left. Dupree Bryant, Brickus back into the game with three fouls. He's got to be very careful. He'll dribble the ball around, guarded closely by Henry. Far side Bryant. And Coatesville will wisely go for the final shot here. Coach Grasty tells his defenders to back off. Back off. Look for, I would imagine, Brickus. We're going to try to set up a three-point play with him. We're down to 10 seconds right now. Eight. They start the players. Brickus. Brickus dribbling. Forces up the shot. Short. And the rebound taken by the Galloping Ghost, and in an unbelievable first half. District 1 6A championship game. It is Abington 36 and Coatesville 33. The District 1 6A boys basketball championship on DelcoHoops.com. It never sounded so good.
Looking for a great place to buy your vitamins, herbs, and supplements? Locally owned and operated Berman's Health Shop on Edgemont Avenue in Brookhaven carries a tremendous selection of product and features their own brand of vitamins, herbs, and supplements that delivers more than 50 patented and trademark ingredients. Each of their branded products include independent lab analysis. Berman's Health Shop, where you are family. For all your health shop needs, open 7 days a week in Brookhaven, 610-874-8418.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, from football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
Nobody likes going to the dentist, but a clean and healthy mouth is an important part of good hygiene. Doctors Bruce Goddick and Russell Young at Woodland Dental Associates is a complete family dental office, which offers skilled cleanings, root canals, cosmetic bonding and whitening, and so many other fine dental services. They accept most insurance plans and are located conveniently on Fairview Road. Give them a call at 610-833-2660 and set up a visit.
Son, be a dentist.
When the moon hits your eye like a bigger pizza pie, that's...
Wouldn't a delicious pizza taste good right now? And there's no better pizza than a double-decker pizza from their media location on Baltimore Avenue. Double Decker is the home of the original Inside Out pizza. Double Decker also offers great salads, wings, wraps, and burgers and sandwiches of all kinds. You can eat in their wonderful double-decker dining room or takeout, and delivery is available as well. Call right now to order your pizza at 610-565-1345. Stores also located in Ridley Park and Glen Olden.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
Wow, I got to take a breath here, guys. Halftime.
You got 3 minutes already.
District 1 6A Boys Basketball Championship game, Lee, of course, Center, Temple University, 36-33, Abington over Coatesville. It was 25-12 in favor of Abington after one quarter. Now we're tied. Now it's a three-point lead for the Ghost of Abington.
Right. Well, in the first half, in the first quarter, it was all Abington. And then Coatesville came back in the second, made some nice runs, ended up tying the score twice. There were two lead changes. And then, of course, Abington finished off the half with a lead by 3 points. So it's really anyone's game. No doubt that the bigger, stronger team is Abington, but Coatesville is so scrappy and has some key players. I don't know. Pete, what do you think? How did you call the second half?
Well, all I know, let me give you some first half stats here. One of the most remarkable stats, the Red Raiders of Coatesville, with this pace, have zero turnovers. Zero.
Okay.
The Ghosts from Abington have only two. Rebounds, 25 rebounds for Abington versus 12 for Red Raiders. 9 offensive rebounds by Eric Dixon. Two defensive.
And you don't have the stat, but I bet out of those 9, 6 or 8 of them are double rebounds on the same play.
Yeah, they're taps. He got it back.
Right.
I know one series he had 3 taps, which are rebounds, on one play.
Yeah.
So, 25-12.
So there's no doubt that at 6'8", and what looks to be about 280 pounds, he's a dominant force underneath the glass.
What's so amazing about him, his agility. He's not just a big guy. He's smooth. He's got a great touch. He's a left-handed shooter. From the foul line, he probably shoots 80%. I mean, this guy's ready for big time
notice he was pretty winded at the end of that first half.
Well, he didn't come out except to get his arm wrapped.
Well, he scored in that quarter. He has 20 for the game, Eric Dixon. He's the only player that scored points in that quarter. I have him for 6. I have him for 9 points in that quarter, and the other 2 points were scored by Darius Brown. So they shut down the University of Penn recruit, Lucas Monroe, did Coatesville. But Abington, they still have a 3-point lead. And Brickus is in foul trouble. That's a big story. Jameer,
yep.
Jake Brickus, 5'10 junior for the Red Raiders, 3 fouls. Everybody else is okay. Lucas Monroe does have 2 for Abington.
So, Dave, what do you do coming in the second half? If you're Coatesville, what are you going to do to try to take advantage of this game?
Keep playing scrappy, tough, mix up zone, man to man. Just really go after it. Bring in the big football players in there. You got Teon Holmes, 6'3". And then you got Ricky Santiago came in, did a good job. We saw that. You know, it's funny. Penwood got knocked out. They didn't even make the state tournament. They lost the next 2 games. We saw what they did to Academy Park with their big football players in there. But
But both sides of this team, I mean, they're big boys on both sides of this
yes.
team.
Yes. Yeah, so exactly.
And I think if I was Coatesville, I would do what I can to try to exhaust Dixon. There were towards the end of the first half, he was not making it down to the court. You know, to the other end of the court on the fast breaks and stuff. And, boy, that's a huge advantage for Coatesville to take shots and be able to make rebounds when Dixon is hanging back in the backcourt because he can't get down there in time.
Coatesville going for their first district championship since 2001. That's their only year they won the PIAA state championship. John Allen, the star player on that team, interviewed him before the game. Great job. And as for Abington, trying to make it 3 in a row. And that's very tough.
They certainly have the horses, but I'll tell you, it's going to be interesting to see what both these teams can do to states. I mean, this is a wonderful contest to win, and it's great bragging rights, and district title is district title. But well, in the States, they could really do some damage out there. I don't see a whole lot of teams that can compete with them like
this. Well, they're going to have to run into, this year, the PIAA put all the Philly Catholic schools in the East.
Right.
And whoever wins this game, whoever wins this game is going to have to eventually run into either LaSalle College,
right,
who's loaded, or Roman Catholic. And Roman doesn't have Lynn Greer. He was suspended, PIAA, because
right,
he came back from a transfer. But, it's some high-level basketball, man.
Let's talk a little bit about what we're going to be looking at. After tonight, the next series is PIA State Playoffs, which all the teams we've looked at today are qualified for and will be playing. I don't know what the girls' first games are, but boys are Friday night and Saturday night.
Just like the girls.
Same thing as the girls. We have no idea where we're going to be. A lot of times we sit out the first round because of costs, and we wait to see who's in the second round. It also depends on where they are. You know, these games start to go all over the place. Last year, I think we were in Allentown twice.
Bethlehem.
Or Bethlehem.
Cover Bonner and Chester in the 5A playoffs. They were the only Delco teams that were allowed. Now, people are listening, and they say, oh, I hear those guys talking about cost. Well, if a business or businesses want to help out the broadcast and the PIAA fees, just contact us at DelcoHoops.com and, the average fee is $150, $200. That's really not that much when it comes to a business or a few businesses
right,
getting together.
Well, and that's the other thing. If a school would like their game broadcast and we have the availability, we never charge for our services. We cover that ourselves. But we have to be very selective as to what games we choose to cover paying the PIA fees. But obviously, if a school steps up and says, we really would like the game to be broadcast, if you guys can make it, we'll pay the PIA fee. Then we'll certainly take a look and make sure we can make it and get there. So, we're always listening. We're as easy to get to as an email. So,
exactly.
Not a problem.
DelcoHoops.com. You started this, I think, seven years.
Seven
I've been with you guys four since I moved back to the area. But we'll have Sun Valley, a home area game, next Friday night. We'll have Pencrest, first round 5A, home area game. They'll play Wallen Paulpack from the Scranton-Wilkes-Barre area. Sun Valley will play Garden Spot. Sun Valley earlier today winning the District 1 5A championship. Unbelievable for that program. And then we'll take it from there. Chester on Saturday and 6A's on the road. We'll take a break, get back for the third quarter. It's boys high school basketball. Never sounded so good. It's Abington 36, Coatesville 33. Headed for the third on DelcoHoops.com.
Looking for a great place to buy your vitamins, herbs, and supplements? Locally owned and operated Berman's Health Shop on Edgemont Avenue in Brookhaven carries a tremendous selection of product and features their own brand of vitamins, herbs, and supplements that delivers more than 50 patented and trademark ingredients. Each of their branded products include independent lab analysis. Berman's Health Shop, where you are family. For all your health shop needs, open 7 days a week in Brookhaven, 610-874-8418.
Welcome back to the second half of tonight's championship basketball game. Tonight's sponsors are
Berman's Health Shop, for all your vitamins, herbs, and supplements in Brookhaven. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. Double Decker Pizza in Media, home of the original Inside Out Pizza. Dine in or take out. Woodland Dental Associates, Dr. Goddick and Dr. Young, for all your dental needs. Joanna Slosky, Century 21 Executive Group. Call her when you need to buy or sell your home. The Inn at Swarthmore, guest rooms, meeting space, and dining for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, right in downtown Swarthmore. Now back to the second half with Dave Berman, Radnor Girls basketball coach Mark Jordan, Pete Fulginetti, Andrew Kaufman, and Mike Mayer.
Third quarter underway. Abington with the ball, leading Coatesville by three. The D1 6A championship. Abington right to left. Top of the key, Henry. Right side, Monroe. Stops, fires, got it. Lucas Monroe. First points for him, the University of Penn Quaker basketball recruit. 9 points altogether. First points since the first quarter. Coatesville back left to right. Three ball, right wing corner. Up, too strong by Donovan Brickus. And the rebound, the weak side rebound by Monroe. He takes it to the rack. Good and a foul. Gives the muscle pump. And Monroe has, just like at 11, the lead is up to 7 for the Galloping Ghosts. Personal Teon Holmes is first. Leocora Center. Temple University, Monroe makes the foul shot. Coatesville down by 8. Get it across the timeline. Brickus going against. How did he make that shot? The unbelievable body control. He went in there against 6'8 and a 6'7 kid, yeah. Dixon and Monroe, and scored it. Jahmyr Brickus. What a pleasure to watch in high school. Enjoy that next year, folks, and enjoy the state tournament coming up. Watching the Red Raiders. Alley-oop. Missing the easy layup on the alley-oop, Monroe, and here comes Coatesville back down by 6. Left wing corner, Brickus. Gets by his man. Lay it up and in again. Jahmyr Brickus with 14. It's down to 4. 41-37. Tremendous athletes right here. Dixon top of the key. Brickus has 3 fouls. Got to lay off a little bit on the defensive end. Number 2 reminds me, a lot of us old-timers, of a Chester great guard, Caron Burton, in the 2008 state championship team for Chester High. Found a way to score. Here's a steal by the Red Raiders. Donovan Brickus fouled by Monroe, and that's number 3 on Lucas Monroe of Abington. So, 3 fouls for Jahmyr Brickus of Coatesville. 3 fouls for Lucas Monroe of Abington. 6:06 to go. Third quarter. Coatesville fighting, scrapping. Their only loss to Abington Heights. Underneath the basket, Bryant shot no good, but a foul. 2 free throws. Dupree Bryant. That was a game I actually was PA announcer of that at Chestnut Hill College over the Christmas time. And Abington Heights, Mike, you know, they're just 5A. And you know what they did to Bonner last year in Chester, yeah, beating them in the state tournament, winning it all. Free throw good by Dupree. 10 points for him. The lead just like that, down to 3. Abington by 3. This is Abington Heights, of course, is up in Scranton. 2 free throws by Bryant. Kids are sky high for this team, this game. So a 6-0 run by the Red Raiders. Here come the Ghosts across the timeline. Dixon gets by his man. Layup is no good, but a foul. Dixon goes to the line, shooting 2. And what more can you say about him, Pete? And he's got a little flair, got a little charisma. He's got some attitude. It's great.
He's smooth with it. I like his smoothness and the touch he has at the foul line.
I don't know if he missed a foul shot.
Yeah, probably will now, but we talked about it.
I don't think he's missed a foul shot. Here's the first.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, 6 for 6.
Oh, is he 6 for 6? I thought he missed a couple.
I got him.
He was 6 for 6 before that shot.
Okay, really?
Did I jinx him?
Well,
it appears you did.
Of course.
Pete did.
Dixon again. Got it.
That.
21 for Eric Dixon of Abington. The Ghosts lead the Red Raiders of Coatesville. 42-39, 5:47 to go, third quarter. Jahmyr Brickus, pull-up jumper is short. Offensive rebound, Holmes misses. Tap again. Teon Holmes with 7. There's a kid with a lot of guts and heart. There's a steal and a foul going to the basket, I think. No, they say he's out of bounds. Steal by Coatesville. Proctor driving to the basket. Look at Fred Thompson, coach of Coatesville, on the far side. Dapper dresser, but he is not happy. Up and down the court, and the refs are letting the coaches have a little leeway in this game.
Yeah.
You would imagine.
You wouldn't start with that unless he gets out of
hand. It's Coatesville ball. Thought there was a foul, and he's out of bounds on the left wing corner. As he was going up for the shot was John Proctor. So Coach Thompson, first year, was at Millersville University, head coach, D2 men's basketball for many years. So it's still a one-point lead. One-point lead. A steal by Coatesville. Head of the pack, Brickus. Lays it up and in. And Coatesville takes the lead, 43-42. There's another steal by the Red Raiders. 3 ball, left wing corner, skims the rim. No good by Proctor. Rebound. Another turnover by Abington. And they're falling apart here. Dipsy-doo, good, and a foul by Dupree Bryant. Town of Coatesville's going nuts. It's a ghost town probably in Abington and Coatesville tonight. 3-point lead, Red Raiders. 4:52 to go in the third quarter. Foul was on. Didn't. On number. Manier Williams is second. Manier Waller. Scoot, second. Dupree Bryant, 5'9 junior. Shooting one. The Red Raiders were down 25-12 after one quarter. Now leading it. They were down, what, 8 minutes or so ago. Now they're up by 4. Going to the basket, up, no, but a foul. 2 free throws coming for number 22, Lucas Monroe. He was close.
He was trying to get that charge.
To getting the fourth foul was Teon Holmes. A little bit out of position. They won it the last 2 years, the District 1 championship. That's Abington. Free throw good by Monroe. 6 for him. Abington. Coatesville. No matter what happens here tonight, one team goes west, one team goes east. 2 free throws by Monroe. Dupree Bryant slowly back left to right for the Red Raiders. Number 1. Top of the key. Brickus for 3. Wide to the right. And that's out of bounds off of Coatesville. Good effort by Teon Holmes trying to save it from going out of bounds.
Yep.
Full court pressure here, guys. Getting it into Dixon. Nice to have him try to break that trap. 2-point lead. And there's another foul on Brickus. And that's number 4. Or, no, no, wait. Is it Brickus? Yes. I can't believe it. It just, when kids get in foul trouble, it seems like it always follows them throughout the game, guys. He has to come out of the game.
Well, he shouldn't have been put in a position to try to put a trap on somebody in the backcourt. You're just asking for trouble.
Yes, you're right.
I agree with you, Mike.
Coatesville's deep, though.
Oh, we may find
Monroe
out.
Monroe in the backcourt, yeah. Well, he did well with that on the first time. Dixon looks to drive. He's going to pull up with a jump shot. Short. Here's Aaron Young. Head of the pack to Proctor. Proctor's going to take it all the way. Oh, nice dish to Dimir Miller, who lays it up for 2. Dimir Miller. And now we got a foul on the Red Raiders. And the Coatesville fans behind us are going crazy. Absolutely, insanely crazy. Miller with 4 for the Red Raiders. They lead 48-44. Foul on the near sideline. Andrew, that foul was on...
That was on number 5, Dimir Miller.
All right, Dimir number 2. Abington coming back. Sussman, far side, into the lane. Another turnover. Look at this Coatesville defense, and then they throw the ball away. A little street ball right here. Opportunity for Coatesville to improve their lead, but they turn it over. Dixon, right wing corner, double team. Dixon, somebody's open. Sussman, and there's your man. From the left side, rims out, no good, but offensive rebound, lay it up and in by Manier Waller. See, when you double-team Dixon, you're going to, you know, he has to give the ball up, and he's going to have a guy open as quick as Coatesville is. Red Raiders up by 2, 48-46, 3:17 to go in the third. Proctor gets it out to Bryant. Is he going to, I thought he was going to shoot from way out there. There he's going to stop and pop and hit. Unbelievable. Unbelievable job by 2 of the best guards. Got to be in the state of PA. 2 of the best. Dupree with a big quarter. 4-point lead, Red Raiders, 50-46. Abington comes back. They're cool, calm, and collected. Dixon, 10 feet from the basket. Right side turns, fires, good.
That was a pretty shot.
Very pretty. Coatesville comes back left to right, flying back. Not playing with Jameer Brickus. 4 fouls. 3 ball. The other... That's Donovan Brickus, no good. And last touch out of bounds by a little pushing and shoving. Bryant and Monroe. Yeah, check that. Holmes and Bryant. Holmes and Monroe, but cooler heads prevail. Out of bounds, off of Coatesville. Here's Ricky Santiago back into the game, 6'6".
I don't know how he chews gum and plays basketball, but it's all right.
He's got some good footwork, Mike. In college, they were all over him for that. From that unbelievable football team that Coatesville had this year. 3 ball for the lead. No good. Tip. No good. Tip again. Good. Dixon. 5 in the quarter. We're tied again at 50.
Dixon.
50-50. Coatesville, Abington, 2:14 to go. Third quarter. Pick set. Bryant going to try to take it all the way. Blocked but a foul. It's going to be on Dixon, I think. Dupree Bryant goes to the line, shooting two.
Darius Brown with the foul, his first.
So hard to win a state championship. Can you imagine if these two teams meet in the state final? I mean, each program's only won once in their entire history, and one's not going to win it this year. Oh, there's some other great programs around, too. Free throw, Bryant. I mean, he is just money here in this quarter. 4, 5, 6, 7. I have him for 8 in the quarter, 17 for the game. 1-point lead, Red Raiders. 51-50, 2 minutes and 6 seconds to go, third quarter. Dave Berman and the gang. Good. Up by 2, the Red Raiders. Token pressure. What a great coach Fred Thompson is. I mean, you're talking a Division II college coach, won some awards. Dixon, far wing. Charles Grasty, the longtime head man, going to the lane and missing the shot. Grasty, longtime head coach of Abington. Dixon fouled on the runner. He'll get two shots. Santiago, the foul. And it's going to be two shots for Eric Dixon. He's missed just one all night. 25 points. Makes the first. Back in the game, John Proctor coming in. Santiago out. And Coatesville, as we mentioned, a lot of underclassmen coming back. And they got some stud freshmen and sophomores. Free throw good. Dixon ties it. 52-52. Instant classic, Mike.
Absolutely.
150 to go. Those great games here today.
Yep.
This might top them all. That Sun Valley game, that win over Westchester East, that was right there. But the talent level here is just unbelievable. Bryant thought about the three, did Dupree. Brings it out front. Top of the key. There's your NBA three. I think it's partially blocked by Mir Miller with the rebound, but he was out of bounds on the end line. It goes back to Abington. 1:29 to go. Third quarter. Here at the Leocora Center, Temple University. We're Presswell. Here's Dixon for three. No good. Put back. No good. Here comes Coatesville. Here comes Bryant. Dupree to the basket. Layup is no, but a foul. Two shots for Dupree Bryant, the 5'9 junior. The real good Chester teams with Ron Day and now, I mean, you know, all those Chester teams, for the incredible run they had for years and years. It's kind of similar ball.
This is some big men, though.
Yes.
Big men.
Clippers, they had some big guys back in the day, man. In and out, a rare miss for Dupree Bryant. He'll get another. Clippers in the mix again this year.
Checking in for the Ghosts, Maurice.
Well, they always seem to be in the mix. They just... Right. Sometimes they're more dominant than others.
Yeah, they haven't won a state title since 2012. That's a long time for Chester, 7 years. It's just hard to win. Can't believe they've won 8 and been there 18 times at the state finals. Brickus with 1 out of 2. Check that. Bryant, 1 out of 2. Brickus still out of the game. 4 fouls on Jameer, and Coatesville still doing very well. Up by 1. Now driving to the basket. Up and offensive foul. Charles Grasty not happy about that call.
Boy, Holmes is doing a super job attracting those charges.
In a regular season game, guys, that's a technical foul. That's a technical foul. I mean, because these coaches and the refs are just like, okay, it's the heat of the moment in a big, big man's game. So it's Coach Woolball, offensive foul.
Jameer Brick is back in.
Oh, Jameer, oh yeah, Jameer's back. All right, well,
that's kind of risky.
He better not play no defense or attempt to drive. 55 seconds to go, and they'll go for the last shot here, Coatesville. They lead it by 1. We're in the third quarter, down to 45 seconds, having a catch out front near the midcourt stripe.
Bryant better be careful.
The two brothers, Dupree Bryant and Jameer Brickus. Father Maurice Bryant, star guard on the great 2000 and 2001 Coatesville teams. State semifinalist in 2000 to Chester, who won it all that year. Then the next year, won it all. Their only state championship in history, down to 20 seconds ago in the third quarter. Coatesville with the ball, 1-point lead. over the Abington. Galloping Ghost, who have won two straight District 1 6A championships. Been here four of the last five seasons. Here's Bryant in the lane. Fires it high off the glass. No good. Put back, no. Tap, no good at the buzzer.
End of the third quarter.
Wow.
We went through that third quarter without a break.
That's good.
Well,
did we?
Yeah. No timeouts.
I could have, well, anyway.
Let's go to a fast
break
now.
Yes, 8 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. We're getting ready for the fourth quarter. It's Coatesville 53, Abingdon 52, an unbelievable District 1 6A boys basketball championship game from Leocora Center Temple, DelcoHoops.com.
This broadcast is copyrighted by DelcoHoops.com for the private use of our listening audience. Any other use or reproduction of this broadcast without DelcoHoops.com's consent is prohibited.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
After one quarter of play, it was Abington 25 and Coatesville 12. Halftime, it was 36-33 Abington, and after three, Coatesville 53, Galloping Ghost 52, and Pete.
Yeah, well, that period, Coatesville did turn the ball over four times. They had no turnovers the first half. And we have, let's see, five turnovers for Abington. But what I see happening here is Dixon is trying to, I think Dixon should get lower to the box, get the ball down low. He's taking some shots, but they're from distance. He does his work down low.
Team fouls, each team with six. Brickus, Jameer misses a three ball from way outside. Rebound to the Ghosts of Abington. They come back down by one. Abington, this game people are going to talk about for years and years, just like Sun Valley beating Westchester East historic. Earlier today, District 1 5A. Foul line, Dixon. Drive into the basket and a foul on the floor. Teon Holmes, number three on Teon. And it's going to be one and one, folks. Rest of the way for both teams. Dixon can give the Galloping Ghosts the lead. 53-52, 1 point advantage for Coatesville. Eric Dixon, 6'8", Villanova recruits. Misses the free throw. Ball on the floor. Dixon picks it up, lays it up and in. Eric Dixon, 29 points. It's Abington by one, 54-53. Jameer Brickus, cross court, Dupree Bryant. Bryant stops, jumper short, rebound, out high. It's going to be a foul, I think, on Bryant reaching in on Dixon. So Dupree, he only has, that's his first, I think.
First.
Oh, they call on Eric Dixon. My bad. The loose ball, that's a foul on Eric Dixon of Abingdon, his second. So Dupree will go to the line shooting one and one.
Yeah, he kind of ran over him a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit. I just didn't know if they were going to call that.
Abington by one, 7:03 to go fourth quarter. Up. In and out. He misses a big foul shot. Dixon with a manly rebound. Everything he does is manly.
Yeah.
Abingdon back. Half court. They got the trap going on. Abington breaks it. Lucas Monroe into the lane. Drives to the basket. Lays it up and in. I mean, you're talking a major Division I recruit right there, guy. Two of them. Lucas Monroe with 16. Going to Penn. And Dixon to Villanova, and Coatesville's got their share of big-time athletes out there also. Spinning into the lane, getting it out is Jameer Brickus, Bryant right wing corner. Jameer going to the basket against Dixon, lays it up, no good. Rebound to the Galloping Ghosts. It's Monroe, spins in the backcourt. Monroe going to take it all the way to the basket. Floater, no good. He wants a foul, is not going to get it. It's picked up by the Red Raiders. They come back to the basket. Alley-oop, lay it up and in. It is pass from Dupree Bryant to Jameer. Was that Brickus laid it in, right, guys? Yes. That was Brickus for the two on the alley-oop play. Jameer with 16. Dixon back. Lay it up and in. 31 for Eric Dixon. 5:52 to go, fourth quarter. It's a three-point lead for Abington, 58-55. Best guard tandem in the state right here. And they'll be back next year, Brickus and Bryant. This is Dimir Miller to Dupree Bryant. Finds his way to the basket. Lays it up and in again. They're both unbelievable players. They go in there against the big boys and score. 21 for Dupree Bryant. Timeout on the floor. 5.5 to go in the fourth quarter. A one-point lead, Abington, on DelcoHoops.com.
The wonderful Inn at Swarthmore is now open and serving the Delaware County community with wonderful overnight lodging, as well as the fabulous Broad Table Tavern for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, with extended meeting rooms suitable for business, weddings, and other gatherings from 2 to 150 people. Visit us today to experience the Inn at Swarthmore, right next to Swarthmore College and a proud part of downtown Swarthmore, located on Route 320. Call us for dining reservations at 610-543-7500.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Referees here tonight. One of these guys right in front of us, he's announced a couple of Chester Charter boys and girls games this year. He's referee. Guy in front of us. So he gets around.
They all get around. So they make a living.
At all levels.
Yep.
Following the timeout, 5.5 to go. Ooh. Abington with the ball and a one-point lead. They won the last two District 1 6A championships. And then the referees, good communication there. One, they're working out their spacing right there. Abington looking down low for Dixon. He gets it. He lays it up. No, he follows for two.
Well, Pete's right. You know, Dixon stays under the basket. That's where his strength is going to be.
Yeah.
He doesn't miss.
Six in the quarter for Dixon. 33 in the game. Brickus, he can shoot from there, shoot from anywhere, but he misses that shot, and Monroe the rebound for the Galloping Ghosts. Monroe, Dimir Miller playing great defense on him, far side, Lucas Monroe. Charles Grasty, the head coach, says, slow it up. This is Henry. Got to watch that five-second call, and there it is. Is that a timeout? It is a timeout. In the nick of time by Charles Grasty and Abington. And Grasty is absolutely livid at his ball player. He got away with one right there. 4:30 to go, Mike. 30 seconds. Take a break.
Yeah, quickly. Let's do it.
4:30 to go, fourth quarter. Abington with the ball, the District 1 6A title. They lead the Coatesville Red Raiders 60-57. DelcoHoops.com.
Whether buying or selling a home, Joanna Slosky of Century 21 Executive Group can achieve your goals. Why should you list your home with Joanna Slosky? Well, that's easy. Joanna is a top-producing agent who is highly responsive to her clients' needs and utilizes the latest marketing technologies to ensure your home is sold at its highest and best value in the least amount of time without a lot of hassle. Joanna has been a Wallingford resident for over 40 years. Call Joanna now for your free no-obligation home value analysis at 215-858-5050.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
Welcome back, folks. Downing a French fry here. 4:30 to go in the fourth quarter. Abington 60, Coatesville 57. Pete?
It's also amazing about this. I know we keep talking about Dixon, but he's played every minute. He sat out 1 minute because he had a cut on his elbow. He had to wrap up. But besides that, he's played every minute of this game. He's an amazing athlete.
Ball is inbounded. Coatesville down by three. Galloping goes to have the ball. Dixon push off. Grasty doesn't like it. Push off. Offensive foul. Third on Eric Dixon. Coach, everybody's been fiery today, Mike.
Yep, absolutely.
This is what you got to be.
This is it, guys. It's not do or die for these teams. They got a whole state series to go through, but this means a lot to everybody.
All that hard work in the offseason. Again, driving to the basket from the right wing is Dimir Miller, but Dimir stepped on the end line back to the ghost of Abington. 4:06 to go. They're slowing it up right here.
Yep.
4 minutes to go. Dixon Monroe. Left wing corner now to Brown. Brown guarded by Bryant. He can't afford a foul here. Brickus. Right wing corner down low for Dixon. It's going to be tough to stop right here. Oh, I tell you, Bryant looked like a clean block from here. Dupree got up, blocked it, but a foul. I think they're going to call on him. It's amazing. Hey, just because you're small doesn't mean you have a chance to be a star. You can see that with Brickus and Bryant. All hard work. Dixon at the line.
Well, he is a machine out there.
One of the greatest ever in the state of Pennsylvania.
I tell you what, Jay Wright's going to have fun with him.
Yeah. Well, you saw Lonnie Walker win his first state championship a couple of years, first ever for Reading. And then, guys like this, a lot of guys are defined, believe it or not, by state championships. Misses the second rebound, Holmes. Coatesville comes back. What unbelievable move to the basket. Switches hands, lays it in.
That's the way you get around Dixon.
Dupree Bryant, the body control from playing football.
Use the basket to block out Dixon.
Pass under. That's going to be an offensive foul on Eric Dixon. And who did the job? Teon Holmes. Four fouls on Dixon. 3:25 to go. In the fourth quarter, it's an Abington two-point lead, 61-59. Absolutely amazing. Here come the Red Raiders.
This game's going to change in a huge way if Dixon gets that fifth foul.
Absolutely.
In the next minute and a half.
Which is interesting because he's got to play under that basket and be a force otherwise.
Coatesville looking for their sixth District 1 championship in program history, but the first since 2001 with John Allen and the Bryant and Brickus father, Maurice, among others.
Oh.
Down low looking for Aaron Young off his hands and
almost
out of bounds.
Almost pulled that one off.
Another turnover for the Red Raiders. Have not handled the ball as well as they could have here. So back to the Galloping Ghosts. In the backcourt, 3 minutes to go, and I'll say regulation.
Yeah, I think at this point that's a good thing to say.
Lucas Monroe dribbling around, trying to pass. Somebody's wide. There's almost a steal. Dixon had. Now he has four fouls, but almost a steal by the Red Raiders. Man.
Yeah.
And around the ball, Henry. Henry to Monroe. Monroe goes into the lane, stolen away. I believe that's great defense by Holmes. But Bryant comes back to Brickus. Brickus has four fouls. Brickus is going to bring it out high. Far side Bryant. Bryant, Dupree Bryant, a junior. Here's the Rutgers football recruit for three. No good. Skims out. And ahead of the pack, but Coatesville will get back. Driving to the basket. Lay it up. Great defense, Dupree Bryant. Causes him to miss the layup. Here comes Brickus back. Brickus, four fouls. Dixon, four fouls. Coatesville can tie it. Here is a layup. Good by Aaron Young. And we are tied at 61 with 2:02 to go in the game. What a play by the Rutgers football recruit, Aaron Young. 4 points for him. Let's take a break. There's 2:02 to go in the fourth quarter. Are we looking at overtime? It's tied. Abington and Coatesville on DelcoHoops.com.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's...
Wouldn't a delicious pizza taste good right now? And there's no better pizza than a double-decker pizza from their media location on Baltimore Avenue. Double-decker is the home of the original inside-out pizza. Double-decker also offers great salads, wings, wraps, and burgers, and sandwiches of all kinds. You can eat in their wonderful double-decker dining room or take out, and delivery is available as well. Call right now to order your pizza at 610-565-1345. Stores also located in Ridley Park and Glen Olden.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
2 minutes and 2 seconds ago in the fourth quarter, it's Abington ball. This is the District 1 6A championship game. I'm allowed. Humongous crowd here. Leocor Center, Temple University. We're tied at 61. Coatesville and Abington. Galloping Ghost have the rock, though. Lucas Monroe to inbound. Team fouls, 8 on Coatesville, 9 on Abington. Two small towns battling hard here tonight. In the house, Abington from up there near Cheltenham, just outside of Philly.
Oh,
and it's going to be a turnover. Dupree Bryant does it again. Dupree Bryant, unbelievable. Turnover, back to the Red Raiders. 1:51 to go. Fourth quarter. Do they take the air out of the ball, try to win it at the end? They can do it. Bryant, Brickus out front. Now driving again, Miller. Pass into the lane, lay it up. Yes! Javier Brickus with 18. Two-point lead, Coatesville. Everybody standing. Dixon almost got the ball taken away. Pass underneath, lay it up and in by number 22. Monroe with 18. 1:15 to go. Now the clock starts. Coatesville with the ball. 63-63. Red Raiders and Abington. Holmes. Brickus. Bryant. Timeout. Fred Thompson. Let's keep it right here. 1:06 to go. We're in the fourth quarter. One of the greatest games I've ever seen.
And that's saying a lot today.
Yeah. And I remember the district won Quad A championship back in 2000 between Coatesville and Chester. Coatesville winning at 64-63. Then Chester came back to win the state championship that year. It was Jameer Nelson going against their father, Brickus and Bryant's father, Maurice. And I'm speechless. I don't know what
it's amazing how talent follows family. I understand genes and makeup. But it's just, it always amazes me when you see the generations continue to be talented in certain sports or as athletes.
At Sun Valley, Vinny D'Angelo's mom and dad, star athlete, Sun Valley, up in Hazleton back in the day, in northeastern PA.
Here we go.
Everybody standing. 1:06 to go, fourth quarter. It's Coatesville ball. We are tied. Championship on the line. Jameer Brickus brings it back left to right. Out high, far side, near side. They're going to go for the final shot. Dupree Bryant, I would imagine. Far side, Brickus. Nobody wants to foul here. You don't want to turn the ball over. Two of the best guards in the state, and you want these guys with the rock. Bryant, Dupree. Jameer has it with 35 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. We're tied at 63. Going to try to drive. Gets it out to Dupree. To Jig, nickname Brickus. Far side. Bryant, 22 seconds ago. Dupree dribbles the ball around. They're going to be a show to watch next in the state tournament and the playoffs. Down to 14 seconds, and here we go. Timeout. Fred Thompson, keep it right here. 12.2 seconds to go. Everybody standing on our feet here. And it's just buzzing in here. It's a tie game. Coatesville with the ball, 63-63, and they can win their first championship, District 1, since 2001. And it's just a buzz.
Well, if they time this right, the worst they can do is go into overtime.
If they time it correctly. And Eric Dixon has four fouls. Brickus has four fouls. One of the best games you've ever seen.
Tell who you said that to.
Mr. Gelman. But you do more of this, you're going to see a lot of this.
Well, competition's competition. Some years it's spectacular. Some years it's just plain good. But that's the beauty of having these kind of contests, is that you really get the best of the best of the best. So when you get to a game like this, there are blowouts, but they're pretty rare anymore.
Sun Valley wins the District 1 5A championship earlier today. First ever appearance, yes, for Sun Valley in the District 6, this District 1 basketball championship game, and they win it all. Steve Maloney in his fifth year, they beat Westchester East 65-54.
Here we go.
Garnet Valley girls win it 63-53 over the Chamonix District 1 6A. Here's the inbounds pass coming up short. Following the timeout, we're tied at 63. Coatesville, Abington. Red Raiders have the ball. And into the backcourt to Jameer Brickus. across the timeline. You don't want to have any fouls here. Brickus drives. Dipsy-Doo shot. No good. Tap, no good. Dixon the rebound with 6 seconds. Excuse me, 0.6 seconds from three quarters court. No good. And yes, we are going overtime. 63-63 is your score after
everybody's getting their money's worth today.
32 minutes of basketball. Dave Berman, Pete Fulgenetti, Andrew Kaufman, and Mike Mayer.
And let's take a break.
Yeah, we'll take a break. We'll be back following these messages on DelcoHoops.com.
Nobody likes going to the dentist, but a clean and healthy mouth is an important part of good hygiene. Doctors Bruce Goddick and Russell Young at Woodland Dental Associates is a complete family dental office which offers skilled cleanings, root canals, cosmetic bonding and whitening, and so many other fine dental services. They accept most insurance plans and are located conveniently on Fairview Road. Give them a call at 610-833-2660 and set up a visit.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Rocking the house here at the Leah Cora Center on the campus of Temple University. We're going overtime, Abington and Coatesville, 63-63. Four more minutes, four fouls on Villanova recruit Eric Dixon for Abington, the Galloping Ghost. Both teams 26-1. Unbelievable game. Coatesville looking for their first District 1 championship. You said since 2001 when they also won their only PIAA boys basketball state title. It's a tip, and it's controlled by the Ghosts. Four more minutes. 18 fouls on the Red Raiders, 9 on Abington. Now they'll pick up the pace. Right wing corner, Brown for Abington. Four fouls on Brickus, too. Jameer Brickus. Turnaround jumper, good. Eric Dixon, 35 for Dixon. 35.
He has 18 rebounds, too.
And 18 rebounds. Coatesville comes back down by two. Abington trying to make it three straight District 1 titles. Left of the key, Bryant. Dupree, top of the key. Right of the key, Jameer Brickus. Now a three ball. Dymir Miller skims the rim. No good. Rebound is taken by Abington. And ahead of the pack, lay it up. Missing the layup. Follow. Blocked out of bounds by Teon Holmes. An easy layup in there for Abington. Maurice Henry, and he missed it. But fortunately for the Galloping Ghost, it was knocked out of bounds. He stuck with it, and it went off a Coatesville player.
He knows it too, but he's got to get his head back in the game.
Dixon, almost a steal out high. Monroe, top of foul line, right side. He's going to go for three. Good. It's been a while since we've seen a three ball in this game. Only the second for Abington, and making that one. That was Maurice Henry, who makes up for missing that layup. That was Brown for three. Excuse me, Darius Brown, 5'10" senior. For three for Abington. They're up by five. Brickus, now it's Bryant's turn for three. Oh. In and out. Tap, Holmes, yes! Teon Holmes. He has nine. It's a three-point lead for Abington. 2:25 to go. First overtime. District 1 6A championship. The Galloping Ghosts come back. Another steal by Dupree Bryant. Quick hands. He's going to try to take it all the way. Up. Good, and a foul. One of the greatest individual performances I have seen for a guard in a game this big. Good, and a foul. High off the glass. He can tie it with a free throw. Dupree with 25 points. And everybody here, we're just shaking our heads. 2:12 to go. First overtime. Leah Cora Center. Nothing but net. Dupree Bryant. Oh, yeah. Unfortunately, there has to be a loser in this game. Dixon almost a backcourt violation, but gets it across. Now driving left side is Waller. Down low for Dixon. Short shot around the rim and in. The 6'8 senior, 37 points for him. Unbelievable. Here's Brickus to Bryant. Bryant drives, shot no good. Bryant follows, no good. Follow again, no good. Follow Teon Holmes, no good. And a rebound by Coatesville. You talk about scrappy. Brickus for three. Back of the rim, no good. Rebound Coatesville. Bryant's going to take it right to the rack. Misses the shot. And finally, Abington with a rebound. 1:32 to go. It's Monroe. And they got a man ahead of the pack again. Underneath, layup, good. Manir Waller. He's been quiet, but he's got six. That's a big point. Coatesville down by four. 1:18 to go. First overtime. Bryant, Brickus, NBA three. Yes! Timeout, Coatesville. Jahmyr Brickus, 21. It's a one-point lead. 72-71 for Abington in this. Too bad it's not for the state championship.
Yeah.
It's for the District 1 6A title. Unbelievable. Take a break on DelcoHoops.com.
Stop by Berman's Health Shop today for premium CBD oil, organic and Colorado grown. The best you can buy at a great value. We educate and talk you through the process of using CBD oil. Give us a call to learn how people are dropping traditional medicines for CBD. Call us at 610-874-8418. Trust the authority. Trust Berman's.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
One of the greatest boys high school basketball games ever played, no doubt about it. It's right up there. We'll ask the old head sometime. 1:10 to go, first overtime. Abington 70.
And I'll tell you what I'm really pleased about is, as a founder of DelcoHoops.com, this is exactly what we wanted to do. These kids will be able to come back to this game for decades, hopefully, and listen to it and fast forward through it. And it's not just an article in a newspaper anymore. It's the actual game, play-by-play, long after you and I are gone, Dave.
Yes. Where are we going?
Which, if we do many more days like this, maybe very shortly.
And we did three games today. 72-71 Abington, one-point lead, District 1 6A title, Leocora Center, and the Galloping Ghost have the basketball. They inbound it to Maurice Henry, full court pressure, Coatesville. In the backcourt, Monroe. Bounce pass just across the timeline. And now with a minute to go, when do you start fouling? Dixon, top of the key. Coatesville all over the place, using the hands. They have next foul. It's still a one-and-one situation. They have to earn their points here. And a timeout, Charles Grasty. 45.2 seconds ago. Got to keep it here. First overtime, Abington 72, Coatesville 71. Both teams 26-1. Both going to the state tournament, obviously. Very good chance they could meet each other in the state finals down the road. But there's some unbelievable teams out there, including a team out west that recruits all over the world. And they have like two Eric Dixons. Kennedy Christian.
Really?
From Farrell. Yeah, they were single A the last couple years, one state champ. They only have 100 kids in the whole school, but they recruit all over the world. Schools out in western PA have tried to get them out of the, say they're ineligible, but they're going to be a major factor out west. In the east, a lot of teams, including these two, Coatesville and Abington. 45 seconds ago, first overtime. Dave Berman, Mike Mayer, it's the very quiet Andrew Kaufman and Peter Fulcinetti.
Well, he needs both hands to type all the stats. That's his thing.
So Abington by one, and the Galloping Ghosts have the ball. 72-71.
Well, they're going to try to hold it, obviously, to the last shot, I would think.
So free Coatesville, the next foul, it's still 1-1.
Right.
We'll see how far it goes, but the way Coatesville's all over the place.
Well, I mean, you gotta figure it. They'll give them 15 seconds to try to steal the ball, and then you got to foul them. Because otherwise, they'll just hold it until the end. Here we go.
Dixon in the right wing corner. Dixon looking to Monroe. Lucas drives, lay it up, no good.
And a charge.
A charge taken by Aaron Young.
Boy, that's a big call.
He's not scared of anybody. He's a major Division I football recruit going to Rutgers. The ball back to the Red Raiders. 37.6 seconds.
But, I don't understand. They need to drive to the basket.
That's five on Monroe. So the Penn University recruit is out. 1 point lead, Abington. 37.6 seconds to go, and Coatesville will get the ball and a chance to win it again. But they're down by one this time. If Abington fouls, number 25 back in for the Galloping Ghost, Derek Sussman.
I don't understand the logic behind driving for a basket with 37 seconds left on the clock. Why wouldn't you just keep head out? You're winning by one. What's the rush?
He felt there was a way to do it. Here yep. we go. Saw an opening, and then Young came out of nowhere. And roll the ball up the court. Dupree Bryant, right of the key. 72-71. Abington with a one-point lead. The Red Raiders have the ball. Brickus left of the key. We're down to 25 seconds ago. Going to fire up a three ball. It's no good. Offensive rebound. No good. Tap. No good by Holmes. Would not fall. And underneath the basket, Dixon blocks the shot. Holmes follows again. No good. This is unbelievable action. And a steal by the Ghost with 7 seconds to go. I can't believe that ball didn't go in the basket. And the Ghosts are going to win it with a layup by Manir Waller. Time expires. Unbelievable. As in overtime, Abington wins it 74-71. They win their third straight District 1 6A Boys Basketball Championship. They improved to 27-1 Abington. Coatesville 26-2, lost to Abington Heights, and lost to Abington, so they want to forget about that word. That might
Dave, re-describe those last 10 seconds.
It was like in front of the net on a hockey, in front of the goal in hockey, pounding, shot.
And Coachville kept picking it up, but they were flailing rather than looking for their shot. They just were putting it back towards the basket, putting it back off balance. They just needed to get it in and to take the lead and win the game. And
there is a good chance these two teams can meet again for the state championship, but a long way to go.
This was a thriller.
Abington wins it, ironically, 74 points. That's the last time and only time they've won a PIAA Boys Basketball State Championship, 1974. Is that an omen?
Probably not, but that's okay.
All right, so 74 for Abington, 71 for Coatesville in overtime, and let's take a break, and we'll come back. We can talk for a while because a lot of people aren't leaving. We're at Leocora Center. Abington, Galloping Ghost win at 74-71 in an epic, and yes it was, on DelcoHoops.com.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
And guys, again, Abington wins it. District 1 6A championship, 74-71 over Coatesville. That was a war. And how about the sportsmanship in this game? Going to the floor and picking each other up.
There was a lot of very physical play, and nobody really... I didn't see any trash talking. There could have been some, obviously.
But
I didn't see anything of any... I mean, they played. They had their problems with some of the calls. I would say probably the coaches were a little bit more hot than the players. The players were exhausted. They played. They're all sleep good tonight. They played. I've not seen them play, obviously, all year long. But I would assume that this has been the most grueling, difficult game they've played all year long. And that last effort by Coatesville to desperately get that ball up and to get 3, 4, 5 opportunities and not be able to sink it, just remarkable. Just remarkable. You want to do some numbers?
I got some numbers for you. Let's start with the big boy, Eric Dixon. 18 rebounds and I believe 37 points he got. Unbelievable performance. But in total, the Abington Ghosts had 42 rebounds versus the Red Raiders, 30. Turnovers, a very well played game. 6 versus 10. 6 for Coatesville and 10 versus the Abington. Just a really unbelievable instant classic. And folks, if you want to hear the archives on this, don't miss it. You won't regret it.
Tell your friends. What we got, Andrew? Are you confident in your numbers?
I don't feel confident in my numbers. I'll just be honest right now.
All right. Dave, why don't you use your numbers?
Here's the numbers that I have. The biggest one is Abington wins it 74-71 in overtime. It is their lifetime. You hear the crowd here at the Leah Cora Center, Temple University. For Abington, it is their sixth District 1 boys basketball championship, third in a row. And they won it in 1986. They beat Matt Blunden and Ridley 72-62. Abington then 2015 beat Plymouth White Marsh 53-35. 2017 beat Coatesville 57-51. Last year beat Plymouth White Marsh again. That was a classic, I heard, 75-73. And Coatesville falls now in District 1 championship games, 5-11. Well, they haven't won it since 2001.
They're not a 5-11 team tonight, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, and it's just so hard just to get to this level and then to win these games. Then you have a week off, and then you get ready for the PIAA state tournament. So 74-71 Abington. And this, I have 37 for the 6'8". And you say 6'9".
Oh, he's not 6'8".
Villanova recruit Eric Dixon. And, 18 rebounds. 18 points for Lucas Monroe, who's going to Penn. 5 points for Darius Brown. Three of those, a big tray in the first overtime. Maurice Henry with a total of 5. And Maneer Waller, a big 4 points in overtime. And he ends up with a total of 8 points. For the Coatesville Red Raiders, I have 5'9 junior guard Dupree Bryant, 26 points. 5'10 junior, foul trouble most of the game. So was Eric Dixon in the tail half of the game. Jameer Jigbrickus with 21. Aaron Young, 6 foot senior Rutgers football recruit at number 4 with a total of 4. A lot of steals, a lot of other stuff out there. A couple of short shots at the end. Dynier Miller, I have him with a total of 4. He's a 5'11 junior. John Proctor, 6'1 junior with 3. Tion Holmes, what a job by the 6'3 senior with 9. But that's number 23 out there. What a job underneath the rebounding. And we're ready to cry here. That was such an exciting game.
It was great. It was great.
Yeah, just cry for... You hate to see a loser in a game like this, man.
Look, you played your heart out, and you lost really by 1, but I mean, they ended up with that last basket, which was just a kind of a gimme. But all right, well, listen, this is it for district, obviously, play. We now go into PI State play, so we don't know when we'll be back. Check the website, DuckerHoops.com. We'll post as soon as we make a decision what we're going to do. We do sometimes pass on the first round of the PIAA and then go on to the second round. But just stay tuned. We will, of course, post all articles that we can find. And, of course, we'll be broadening our scope a little bit because we'll be taking in more teams throughout the state. So
that's what a great day. Can we wrap it up here?
Yes, we can.
Because we did 3 broadcasts today, and historic day, especially for the Sun Valley boys basketball team. They win their first ever District 1 boys basketball championship and their first ever appearance in the title game, 65-54 over Westchester East. Garnet Valley, first ever trip to the District 1 championship, Garnet Valley girls, and they win it over Neshaminy, 63-53. And then we have Abington over Coatesville in overtime, 74-71. People, if you're interested in having your team, we would, because of the fees, PIAA, we could always use some extra advertisers. People know how to get in contact with us.
Yep.
And Mike, you're there. Okay, so Mike and Pete and Andrew, thank you very much. Thanks for the meal today. And again, what a day for basketball here at the Leah Cora Center. Temple University, I'm Dave Berman, out of here. Never sounded so good on DelcoHoops.com.
This internet broadcast has been a production of DelcoHoops.com. All rights are reserved. Thanks for listening, and good night.